Welcome everyone, thanks for joining me. It's the grand opening to 5 Minute Social Worker, where we find the humour in the humanity, comedy in the chaos of a noble profession. I'm your host, Matt, ready to guide you through the treacherous yet sometimes amusing world of social work with the finesse of a stand-up comedian walking a tightrope. Whether you're listening on the way to work, on the way to a meeting, or just at home, I hope this will make you feel a whole lot better. And you never know, you may even take a snippet of advice away with you. So today, we're going to unravel the enigma wrapped in a mystery commonly known as active listening, or as I prefer to call it, how to hear without your ears. So let's start. Imagine this. You're sitting across from a client who's decided that this session is the perfect moment to recite the entire plot of their life as if it were a Netflix drama series. You're desperately trying not to look like you're binge-watching it in your head. There you are, nodding so vigorously your head's about to become a bobblehead, while internally screaming, "Get to the season finale, mate!" But here's a twist in the tale. Amidst the epic saga, your client drops a line so subtle, so nuanced, it could easily be missed by the untrained ear, but not the social worker. They mention, almost in passing, how the morning coffee didn't taste quite right today. To the uninitiated, it's a comment about poor barista skills, but to the seasoned social worker, armed with the superpower of active listening, it's the cliffhanger at the end of the season that makes you go, "Wait, what did they just say?" Let's delve deeper into the art of catching those silent cues, shall we? It's like being a detective in a crime drama, where the clues aren't fingerprints or DNA, but sighs, pauses, and the way they say "fine," that's anything but. You learn to listen, not just with your ears, but with every fibre of your being. You become so attuned to non-verbal cues, you start reading between the lines of shopping lists. Now, let's transport ourselves to the wild savannah of the team meeting, where ideas roam free and everyone's trying to be the Lion King of suggestions. The air is thick with concepts, flying faster than pigeons spooked by a toddler. Here, active listening is your binoculars, helping you spot the hidden gems in a landscape cluttered with buzzwords. "Ah, I see what you're suggesting, John. So, streamlining the intake process is really about making it less like a trip to the post office on a Monday morning and more like a nice stroll in the park." But how do we cultivate this mystical skill, you ask? Picture yourself as a gardener, every piece of information a seed. Your job isn't to make it grow. That's on Mother Nature, or in this case, your client. Your job is to provide the space, the water, the sunlight of your attention, and sometimes to pull out the weeds of misunderstanding by summarizing and reflecting back. "So, what you're saying is, the coffee tasted off because you were distracted thinking about your mother?" Suddenly, the coffee isn't just coffee anymore. It's a symbol, a signpost pointing to deeper concerns. And you, my friend, have just uncovered it. Not with a shovel, but with the gentle touch of your listening. So, as we wrap up our little escapade into the world of active listening, remember, it's not about solving the puzzle on the first guess. It's about putting together the pieces, one silent cue at a time, until the picture emerges. And sometimes, it's about laughing together at the absurdity of it all, finding joy in the journey, and remembering that the heart of social work is human connection. And what better way to connect than by truly listening, truly hearing, and occasionally sharing a chuckle over the mysteries of the human experience? Anyway, thanks for listening, and take care till next time.